Good morning. Thank you for joining us here on KRBE. My name is Maureen Cooper. I'm your host for Around H-Town, and we're so excited to welcome back to the show Rebecca Moran from a local organization called BEAR, B-E-A-R. Welcome to the show, Rebecca, and I'm going to let you tell us what BEAR stands for.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on today. Yes, BEAR stands for Be a Resource, and we are a local nonprofit here in the Greater Houston area. And what we do is we provide emergency resources year-round to at-risk and CPS-involved children, so children under the care of Child Protective Services.
Great. So you guys are kind of an outside nonprofit helping these kids that are, quote, in the system, right?
Right. That's exactly right. Yes.
Ah, okay. So what kinds of things do you assist them with?
Yes. So we have four core programs. Our largest and year-round program is called BEAR Necessities, and it is all about providing the necessities. So anything that even we use on a daily basis, clothing, we wash our hair, so shampoo, those hygiene items, that's what BEAR Necessities is all about. And it's year-round. It's our largest program. Also, during the holiday season, bearing gifts, it is all about providing a little bit of joy to the kiddos during this holiday season in the midst of everything that they're going through. We also have what we call our Heart Gallery program. That is our newest program, and it's all about finding forever families for children currently in the foster care system. But right now, we are actually in our BEAR Back to School program. As you know, we're in those summer months. Things are coming to an end for our kiddos in the summer breaks. And so they will be heading back to school soon. And so we are in the midst of what we call BEAR Back to School right now.
And anyone who's a parent knows the scramble right now, but it's hard to imagine how that is handled in the foster care system and kids who may be living in a foster home with many other children, or, you know, they're in flux right now, but they have the same needs. They need their back to school supplies. They need backpacks. All of the things that are required for back to school clothes and all that. So,
yeah.
That's really great. I remember, in talking with you in the past that I believe you had told me this organization was started by a social worker because she was constantly going in her own pocket and.
Yes.
Supplementing to help these kids that she was overseeing their care. And so it's just so important that we provide the government is just not providing enough to meet the needs of all these kids, unfortunately.
Right. It really does take the community coming together to ensure that children have what they need, that they have that normalcy, that they can begin the school year confidently, just like any other child. We don't want a child to fall behind simply because they don't have what they need on that first day, whether it's a backpack, a pack of pencils. It really makes a difference for these kiddos, especially because many of them have anxiety starting a new school year. And then throw into the fact that maybe they were removed from their home. It's an even more stressful moment for that child. And so we want to make sure they're walking into that school year confident, ensuring that they can start the school year off on the right foot, just like any other child.
Now, I know that we're, you know, really close to all this. So tell me coming up how people can help if they want to contribute.
Absolutely. So one of the ways that people can contribute is hosting a drive, whether you do it at your office, whether you're doing it with your friends, your church group, Girl Scout group, it all makes a difference. And we collect all different types of school supplies because we serve our littlest ones are in pre-K and we go all the way to our seniors in high school. So every little bit helps, truly. Whether you're shopping for your own kiddo and you're just at the store and you can throw in an extra pack of pencils, you can throw an extra notebook, and that is huge. It really, every little bit helps. Another easy way that people can get involved is shopping our Amazon wish list. If you go onto our website, bearesourcehouston.org, you will be able to find our Amazon school supply wish list. And there you can shop from the comfort of your home. The items will arrive directly here to our warehouse. So that is also a different way that you can get involved. And then, of course, come lend your helping hands. We actually have some volunteer spots still open for this coming week, and you can come volunteer and help us stuff backpacks, making sure that they're ready to go. So when distribution day comes, those backpacks will be stuffed and ready.
Yeah, it's important to know it's not too early or too late, because I just know from experience here at the radio station, our schools are starting such a broad range of time this month. Like, we have some that are going back this week, August 9th, some that don't go till the very end of the month.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's really great. I love the Amazon idea, because, it's easy and an easy way for us and easy for you as well to get what you need. And like you said, it's not too late this week to get your coworkers together, or maybe your mom's group or whatever, and say, hey, let's get some school supplies for the kids in foster care, the kids that are in the CPS system, and donate to Bear. That is a really great thing.
Yes. Last year alone, we served, I believe it was 11,996 kiddos, so just shy of 12,000. And so we just imagine that it's going to be right around that number or even more. And so every little bit helps. Whether you want to maybe write motivational notes, and we can stuff those in those backpacks that say, hey, you're awesome. You're going to have a great school year. You got this. It all really, really, really can brighten the life of a child, and even the smallest thing.
Yeah. And I mean, we're so thankful as you're getting your kids ready for school, and you see the normal stresses that they go to, but it's nothing compared to what kids that are dealing with stressful home lives are going through as they try to get ready for back to school in an unknown environment, in an unknown future. This is just one thing that you can do to make their lives easier. So I want you to say that website again, because I know I didn't write it down because you were, it was so fast. And I know how it is listening on the radio. So go ahead once more for all the info on Bear, give us that website.
Yes, so it is baresourcehouston.org.
So that's B-E
A, right?
for
And then,
resource,
that's right.
Houston
Correct.
dot org.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And you can also just Google Bear Houston, and you'll get there. But the best way is to go to BEA resourcehouston.org to get all the information on Bear. And really, we're doing this for back to school, but these kids need help year round. The holidays are going to be right around the corner, and we want to make sure that, if you are looking for an organization to give to year round, this is really something that helps our community and our kids here in the Houston area so much. So, Rebecca, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for all that you do.